This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you just take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. As I like to say, be part of. I want you part of. I always want you part of the solution. Okay, don't be the problem. You know, a lot of these people who are talking about, you know, who are on the radio or, you know, heading up these groups. They are part of the problem. And I say that because they go off half-cocked. There are so many conspiracies out there. And every one of you has the right one. I'm saying this because of all the emails I got today around this particular issue and subject. So, I mean, I don't want you to stop sending me emails, giving me information, but think about it. Really, truly, think it through. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Alfonso Rachel's going to join us, or as we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's going to join us after the break. And I'm sure he's got a lot to say about what's going on right now. You know, when you look at what's happening, you look at what's going on around the Capitol. I don't know if you guys heard today. Some of the numbers were released on what it's costing or what it cost to guard the Capitol. We're spending more money. I mean, really, we're spending more money on guarding the Capitol, putting the fence up, and having, you know, having the guard around there. And now Nancy's talking about taking it even further than we are about supporting our southern wall. Think about it. And, you know, if you remember, I told you this a couple of months ago. I said this was going to be an all-out war. Did I not? If they got even an ounce of power back, what they were going to do, I told you, right? Now, right now, they're suggesting, they're asking, they're pushing for any of Trump supporters, any of the MAGA supporters that were at the Capitol riot, the uprising. That's, isn't it funny how the Democrats are calling that the uprising? I mean, they went on fire. Anybody, was the Capitol set on fire? Did we see that? Did we see spray paint all on the walls? Right? But yet, Antifa gets a walk. So they're asking for those people, or demanding actually, that they turn themselves in. That's right, you heard me. They want MAGA and or, you know, anybody who was there that day that supported Trump, that supported MAGA. They want you to turn yourself in. Right? Go to a federal building and turn yourself in. For what? I don't know. And they're hunting them down. They're going through, you know, facial features and that kind of stuff. Looking, the DOJ is. Are they doing the same thing for BLM and Antifa? That's my question. Right? Did they hunt those down that set Portland ablaze, New York, who were beating on New York cops, throwing water bottles at New York cops? Did the Department of Justice go after those people? Is the Department of Justice go after those that took over Portland, took over Seattle. No, nothing. We don't have a two-system, a two-form justice system anymore. Well, anymore, that we're talking about. No, it is one form. It's them against us. That's the one form. They get a walk, we don't. Right? We exercise freedom of speech the way it was written out. And we are the problem. They burn down a city. They take over city blocks. They set police cars on fire. They throw water bottles at cops that were frozen. And they're having a peaceful protest. Are we for real? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When Alfonso Rachel comes on, I want to talk a little bit about the Black History Month. I'm not saying that in a tongue-in-cheek. I'm not making fun of it. Whatever. Although many African-American, I won't call them African-American, because my friends, my black friends have asked me to call them black. They're not African-Americans. They didn't come here from Africa. They're not of African descent. Not everybody with black skin is of African descent. But to get you to believe that, I actually heard one of these boneheads, one of these left-wing boneheads, talking about black people in England as African-Americans. They don't even know what they're fighting about. It's classic. I don't know any other way to put it. Oh, God bless America. You know, again, if you want to get involved, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can, you can sign up for our newsletter every week. I just send you some information on what we're doing and how we're doing. For those of you who have asked me, you want to help out, love you to help me out with the, right now, the current lawsuit that we have with Katie Hill. Katie Hill is the ex-congressperson, is suing me, claiming that, I colluded with her husband to dish out her revenge porn. Nothing of the sort, not even close. You can read it all up there. But the reality is, whether I'm innocent, guilty, or, from another planet, whatever, you have to defend yourself in this country. Some of you have written me and said, just let it die. You can't let it die. That's how we got in the position we're in. Joe Bettini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. But Alfonso Rachel, the loved, the one, the only, right after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Get Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, head up to the website. Do something more than nothing. Sign up for the email. I mean, seriously, come on. It ain't this hard. You make it this hard. Just get over there, sign up for it. Guess what? If you don't like it, all you got to do is unsubscribe. If you don't like what I'm sending out, it ain't that hard.
And go back to doing nothing.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Go back to doing nothing. I like that, right? Yeah, you know, and you don't even need a college degree to sign up. I don't charge you anything. It truly is free. Anyhow, God bless. Yeah, I already got started. You got me started during the break. That's what happened. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week love having him on with me. I know you guys love it too. You know, I'm always asked, is he going to be on tonight? You know, I like to tell people, stop asking me if somebody's going to be on the show. I put it up on the website. I take time every night before the show to kind of highlight who's going to be on and what we're going to talk about. You know what I mean?
That reminds me of a quick childhood flashback when you said that. Stop asking. Remember when the first day of PE, the PE teacher told us, let me get something straight with you guys. Do not ask me if you guys have to run the mile. If you ask me if you have to run the mile, then you will. And it's like, and the next day somebody would come in, hey, do we have to run the mile today? I heard we have to run a mile. He's like, yeah, you do.
He was a nice guy. I will say, anybody who asks me gets to run 2 miles.
Right.
Anyhow, you're going to get a proper introduction. For those of you who know, you already know this. You can recite it along with me. Alfonso Rachel, host of the Zopium Den, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and Zoloft. And always fun to have you with me. All right. You know how I love to be the white victim, right?
Yeah, man.
So, you know, it's Black History Month, which again, I always love when I'm corrected, but shouldn't it just be American history, like, 12 months? And shouldn't we include every race, every color, every size, height, weight, whatever, and what's been done? But let's give you the month, because, you know, the Italians have October, so I'll give the Blacks February. That's cool. Although, don't you feel a little beat because you only get 28 days, dude? I mean, I'd be making a mistake about that. See that? I mean, seriously.
They got you short month,
right?
That's right. That's
they
right.
Got you, they got you again. Quick. Let's start a protest. So anyway, I constantly get negatives from people when I say things like, and you know my heart, you've been around me long enough. I go, look, why do we just celebrate slavery, so to speak? Shouldn't we celebrate because the Black community is so much more than just slavery? Okay? There are so many contributions. There are so many things the Black community has done for America. I mean, one of the most famous people in the American Revolution, George Washington, said we wouldn't have won the war without one of a Black spy, if you would, that was in with him. But we never hear about these things. You don't learn about that in school. You know, the real heavy hitters of the Revolutionary War that were black patriots. I guess you couldn't call them Black Americans at that point, but Black patriots. And but is it wrong for me to say that as a white guy, I haven't deconstructed my whiteness, by the way, I'm working on it. that the Black community is so much more than just slavery.
Sure, and you know the thing about a Black History Month. This is a celebration of Black folks who actually really went through some stuff. Okay, that's it. Not like the stuff that, like, you know, like that we, the struggles that we try to create for ourselves today to make us look woke and that we're down for a struggle and all that sort of stuff. No, the thing is, the reason why we do have this Black History Month is because there really was an institution set in play to disenfranchise Black people. That's a real thing. You know, and white, the whole white privilege thing, the whole apartheid thing, that was the Democrat Party. That was them. And to have, you know, these Blacks who had this boot on their neck to still be able to get out of this struggle, to be able to still advance, that's amazing. You know, especially when you have an institution against you, laws set in place to keep you from advancing. That's an amazing thing. So, yeah, we do have this month to celebrate that. But aside from that, you know, when people want to use it to, you know, kind of like rub it in people's face or something, because, you know, it does become, it becomes a lot of that. And that's really sad.
Yeah, I really hadn't thought about it in the rubbing of the face scenario. It's really funny because, again, the Italian community didn't suffer as much as the Black community did, but people don't realize that the Italian community did suffer.
Yeah.
You know, and in World War II, it was much bigger than that. It was, you know, the Japanese and the Germans and others that were in this country that suffered from it. They were put in cages and they were, you know, interned. But in the same token, we, or the Italian community, overcame that. They overcame, they were the biggest enlisters in World War II, you know, to the American Army and what have you. So when you look at all this stuff, I think we should celebrate. And again, to your point a minute ago that you went over pretty fast, but it's true. Look at where the black community has come from and what it's overcome based on what was put on its back.
Sure, sure. You know? And the thing is, to this day, when you talk about, like, things that are put on our backs and where we are, I mean, considering, like, where we are right now, we're 13% of the population. And the thing is that the black community, unfortunately, keeps giving power to the very party that has been oppressing us whole time and is still doing it to this very day and then wonders why they can't get ahead. But Joe, it's not necessarily the fault of black people being feeble-minded or anything like that. It's just the Democrats, they have a formula. They've got this down to a science. They made sure that they get to the black community before anybody else does, and they start programming and start wiring them from the beginning and start making them a voter stop and start creating prejudices inside of them that keeps them from branching out and keeps them from growing and stuff like that. We're basically the Democrats' biggest prize, so they pay a lot of attention to us, and they cannot let our influential attributes be used by anybody else. To be used by anybody else, anybody's trying to use us or anything like that, but the Democrats most certainly do. And that's one of the reasons why they make such a big fuss, a pandering fuss, concerning Black History Month.
How, though, I just got to ask, how is it that with all the things that the Democrats have truly, honestly, and historically done to the black community, how does it stay hidden? How is it that the black community still hasn't figured out or been taught or know that it wasn't the Republicans / conservative / whatever that kept them down all these years?
Because, well, remember, Joe, the Democrat founded KKK. They call themselves the Invisible Empire. This is how they have systems set in place. They have manipulative systems set in place where people cannot see these things, even though it's right in front of them.
Wow. My God, sounds like a bad LSD trip. Hey, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, a lot more going along. Zoe will be with us on the other side of the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has voted to remove Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments. They were angry over some social media posts where she appeared to endorse the far-right conspiracy group QAnon.
I was allowed to believe things that weren't true, and I would ask questions about them and talk about them. And that is absolutely what I regret.
Congresswoman Green said the controversial posts were made before she was elected to Congress. President Biden was at the State Department with a strong message.
America is back. America is back. Diplomacy is back at the center of our foreign policy.
He said during his call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, he made it clear that the days are over with the United States rolling over in the face of Russia's aggressive actions, such as interfering in the elections. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. Welcome to the host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. We always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the conversation. And the only way to become part of the conversation is you got to tune in, you got to pay attention, okay? And you have to have two brain cells that you can rub together and really come up with something that makes sense. Anyway, I know a guy with way more than two brain cells, a heck of a lot more than I have. Alfonso Rachel joins me. I lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft, and he has a mean music taste. And I guess he's. I'm just coming out of my Perry Como years, so.
That's all right, man. Take your time. I'm just here, playing with my two brain cells, man.
But tell people where to get your music, man. Tell them where they can hear your Bible study, get the music.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and hopefully they'll check out my music project, 20 Pound Sledge. You know, this is where we rock the gospel, man. Turn them amps up to 11. We turn them up to 11.
11? Oh, you got to. Yeah,
that's right.
Okay. Yeah, you're one of those. Okay.
Yeah, I went Spinal Tap on you, man. You catch that? That's right.
God bless. So how does this work in the black community? So for Black History Month, to help deconstruct my whiteness, do I send you a gift every day? How does that actually
work?
Sure,
you can.
I mean, yeah. the stuff that, because, to do the show, you start doing some, you're looking through stories all over the place, and they got these vids online, 1-2 minute vids where white people are apologizing for what they've done to the black community. Some of these kids are 16 years old. What the heck could you have done to the black community in 16 years? It took us, 200 and some odd years to screw it up, according to some people. This is not healthy, is it?
How that's supposed to work, the logic behind that, Joe, is that even though these 16-year-olds were way late to the slavery party, even though they didn't partake in any slavery, they're guilty of enjoying the legacy slavery. That's what they're having to apologize for, which still makes no sense, because if people enjoyed the legacy of slavery and really benefited from it, then Africa would be the nation of the most wealthy people in the world enjoying the legacy of slavery.
You know, you have said over and over again, and you're so right about it, and the more I study the history of all of this, we never learned this in school, really. And this, the slavery, the ongoing oppression, is 99% the fault of the Democrat Party. And yep. a percentage goes to the Republican Party, because we're still not as loud and as they are about stuff, and we don't fight the way they do. Sure. We should be fighting and making sure people understand how this came up. And not just slavery, all this stuff, whether it's slavery, abortion, the oppression of people as a whole. This is all done by Democrats, always has been, so they can maintain power. If you think of slavery, of the days of slavery, and you couldn't, a black person couldn't even run for office in the South, but they could in the North.
Mm-hmm.
And who ran the South at the time?
That's right. Democrats. Yes, right. Yes, indeed. Well, here's the thing, Joe. See, this is what a lot of Republicans have to come to grips with. A lot of Republicans don't really know these things because a lot of Republicans were taught by Democrats in the first place. They run the education
system.
We've been sending our kids to be educated by Democrats for years. And if Republicans don't get it that Democrats run the school system, well, maybe we can get it, like, with all the platforms that we use, they're run by Democrats. Google, you do your searches on Google. You do your searches on DuckDuckGo. I don't care if they're all private and stuff like that. It's still run by liberals, and they still put all the liberal narratives up front. Your social media, all that stuff, the TV shows, the radio shows, everything, pretty much everybody's getting information from, including Republicans who have a degree of brainwashing by Democrats, too. That's where they're getting. That's why Republicans really don't know how to fight back against them, because even the weapons that they use, they learn them from Democrats. You know, so Democrats are going to give them stocked weapons as it is that they think that they're so informed to fight back with.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, Sam Sorbo has a great line show. He says to Christians when they send the kids to school, they say, why do you send your kids to Caesar to be educated? And then wonder why they come back as godless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
And I'm sitting there going, holy crap, I'm like 60 years old. I never thought of that. But she is right. And you know, people say, well, we have to work. Well, look, and please, this isn't aimed at anybody in particular. If you're doing this, it's just what we got sucked into believing, okay? But you wouldn't have to work. You wouldn't have to have two people in your house working if you weren't trying to keep up with the Joneses 24/7. If you didn't have to have a new car every 2 years. Look, I don't want to, you know, people think that guys like me, you know this business, right, that we get all kinds of money coming in because we're on the radio. I mean, whoopee ding, right? But, you know, my car's what, 10 years old, 11 years old? Tammy's car's a little over 10 years old. My house was not built last Thursday, okay? I spend most of my weekends repairing stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not living, you know, you try to do what you can and not get so buried that you don't know what's right, and that's what we've done. Both people in the house have to work. Some have to work two jobs, while the other one works one job, and they're making more than minimum wage, so we can get that out of the way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we've done that because we're not, from a Christian standpoint, we've not done what God told us to do, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, and sometimes it's not a point of, you know, the thing is people having to make, having to have two incomes is because of the system that we've voted to have imposed on us, where we're just taxed and regulated rotten to where it's like it's hard to make ends meet, and you have to have two sources of income just so you could pay the state. So there's that. But the thing is, it's okay, man, if people have, you know, because a lot of it is a case of, hey, I just want to have this career. This is what I want to do. This is my calling, and this is what I want to do. I get that. But the thing is, if you decide that you want to have a family, well, then be prepared to mentor your kid. Your kid needs to be with you at all times.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and bring them up in the vocation that you're in. Because I'm not trying to judge anybody for sending their kids to public school. The thing is that you can't expect to send them off to public school and then not be influenced. That's just going to happen.
You cannot, and you're right. And you know, I wasn't trying to condemn anybody either, but saying if you're going to have kids and you think you're going to have 2.5 professions, and I'm not begrudging you a profession, but don't have the kids. Wait or something. I don't know what to tell you. Put your career on hold for a couple of years. You know, and maybe the woman in the relationship can earn more money than the male. The male can stay home and take care. I don't know. I don't have answers for you. But the bottom line is the kid, I always say this to my kids, your kids didn't ask for you. You had them.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's your job to make sure you do everything you can do to bring them up properly. If that means you give up that big job that you want, that's what you got to do. You may not get that car every 2 years. Whatever the situation is, you had that child. You're responsible for that. I love these people who say, well, God gave me 9 kids. We're sleeping in the back of the van. But God, no, God did not give you 9 kids. God set up the process by which to have kids. You're supposed to use your brain cells to figure out, I can't have 9 kids in a van. You know, I'm going to get nasty emails, but the bottom line is we're supposed to use our brains. God gave them to us for a reason, right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And the thing is, you know, when we look at this generation right now, you know, we look at our former generation, and man, we get so boastful about stuff like this too, man. We think about our man, when we went to the park, man, we didn't have, you know,
we didn't have shoes.
shoes. We didn't have like pavement. We were tough, and we did this, and we did that, and we didn't have helmets for skateboards, and we survived, and all that sort of stuff. But it's like we can boast in all these things that we did when we were kids, but the place where we really should be able to boast is how we brought up the next generation.
Amen.
Right? Because this generation right now is a reflection of us, of what we did or did not do.
That's
and
right.
That's one thing that we can't boast in. This generation is...
Yep.
Joe, we dropped the ball somewhere, like, really bad. And so, and that's why we have these things with immigration.
Uh-huh.
And we're having these things, you know, where the economy can just be shut down over fear. And we don't know who to listen to, what scientists to listen to or anything like that, rather than just, you know, prayerfully having discernment and saying, hey, you know, these things were laid out in the Word of God. Why aren't we going by this? We would do much better if we did. But we let the world and the fear of the world dictate to what we're going to do. And we're paying a price for it.
No, I totally agree with you. I'm sitting here thinking as you're talking, I always pound on the parents of today's kids. And I said, if you want to see how you brought your kids up, look at what's going on in Baltimore. Look at what's going on in Seattle and in Portland. These are entitled children that really, truly believe that every thought that comes into their head is righteous, true, and should be acted on. That is not even close to truth. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99 but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back, and you are listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always get good. I mean, that's rock and roll music. Okay, none of that foo-foo stuff that I used to try to pass as rock in the 80s and 90s. Give me a break. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. Love having him on board with me. He is the host of the Zolpian Den, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and the Zola. You got to catch his Bible study. You think we have fun. He has more fun. I mean, really. He gets me cracking up sometimes with his, so you got to take a listen. And you know what? It is okay to laugh at God's stories and word and what he... I mean, if you don't think that those idiots on the boat aren't funny, right, you know, during the storm, I mean, seriously. Anyhow. So, how you doing?
I'm doing well. So, you don't like that band Poison? That's not real rock and roll? You don't like Poison?
Poison? I listen. I go back to the Temptations, Techniques, you know, real music, men with real style and real rhythm.
Okay, yeah. I got you. I ain't gonna argue with that.
White patent leather shoes, you know, that's what I like. That's my day. Okay, everybody, there's people out there sitting there going, what? Hey, what are white patent leather shoes? What do they look like?
Google it.
Yeah, you just don't have any coffee in your mouth when you look at them. No, I even forgot what we were talking. See, you got me laughing so hard. I forgot what we were talking.
There's so much going on. It's easy to forget. Easy to forget, man. It's like
there is so much going on. You're right. During the break, there was something you and I were talking about that I think is hilarious. I always hear about the party of diversity, right? The Democrats. They're the party of diversity. They're for everybody. Except when it comes to putting them in positions of authority. You can't see. Joe Biden can't find a black person anywhere. Okay? And what's he got? A couple, maybe one or two Hispanic people? Look at his communications director. You can't, forgive me, you don't have to say anything. You can't get any more pasty white than she is. She looks like she's ready to die. She's so white. No blood going through the veins, you know?
Well, I mean, he did come across Kamala Harris, but she had to be found for him because they even stepped out. And say, "Hey, Joe, maybe you should pick Kamala Harris." It's like, oh, okay. Well, bring her here so I can give her the sniff test.
Oh, God. She had to pass the smell test first, apparently. Right. And listen. They couldn't go after somebody that did actually have two brain cells to rub together, somebody who was somewhat popular, whether it be in a black or the American community as a whole. No, they went after the person who came in dead last in running for president, which shows you the way their mind works. It works totally in reverse.
Sure, sure. Yeah. You know, and the people have accepted it. They've laid down and accepted it. I mean, even over at flipping Newsmax. Did you catch that with Mike Lindell, man? He's like, "Hey, man, something's really wrong here." And they're like, "Can we get the producer?" That guy just went full on, full tilt butthurt. Didn't he? He's like, "Where's the producer? Can we cut this off?" Oh, this is just, I can't even sit down anymore. My butt hurts so bad. I have to get up and walk off this. It's just like, geez. And Mike's probably, that would have been, he should use that for his commercial and his next commercial. Yeah. It's like, dude, it looks like you really need one of my pillows because your butt is hurting like really bad. So why don't you just sit on it, man?
What did he say? He said he was talking later on another interview, and he said they had, I didn't know this, but they have like 112 different products, right? And he says, right. Like the pillow is my only thing, and he says, and I love when they beat on me because my sales go through the roof. And if I was him, I would use your line, right? And say, "And you know that guy that walked off? We actually have a pillow for your butt. So when you sit on it, he's a little cushy. And if it gets hard, you'll never know, you know?" And then I would have just moved right on like I had said nothing.
Dude, we should get, you know, I'm sorry to sound materialistic here, but we should get paid for that. Mike, that's your new advertising campaign. That's your new commercial, man. Let's do it. Let's do a spoof commercial for that.
Well, yeah, he should come. Can you imagine if he came back with a butt-shaped pillow? Right? Not Mike, but the guy. Because Mike, I'm sorry. I had to get the pillow because I'm a little butt hurt here, so I'm going to sit on the
pillow. Yeah. And you put that dude's face on it.
Put my name on the, yeah. God bless. No, it's a, they are. I don't know. You think it's fear or do you think that's a true color like of that guy? You know, you saw Fox, too, when they started turning on Trump. It was almost like a switch went on and said it's okay to beat on Trump. And, you know, you saw Ted Cruz just did it. And I'm saying to myself, you know, what, are we that deceitful? Can you trust somebody that deceitful? I knew who Trump was, but apparently I don't know who these other people are.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, man. There's this, like, desire to appear woke and make sure that you're on board and enlightened, you know, or the strength to be able to say, okay, I was wrong. You know, let's go ahead and get on board. Let's just face the facts, and we have the Constitution to be able to say that we're wrong. And Trump, you're this and you're that, and turn on them because, you know, you got to look woke, man.
Yeah, you know, again, I don't, you know, these were the guys that were around Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. Who? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. My gardener? No, I don't know him.
Hey, man, you brought it back around, so that's it. I mean, it's not like we haven't seen this kind of thing before. No. You know, people, so, yeah.
Nowhere to be found. Oh, God. Well, it just shows you human nature doesn't change. The old man doesn't really change. These guys, and again, I know some people get irritated with me. They think I'm judging someone, but I'm not I'm judging their actions. I mean, if you look at it and they deny it, that's an action they've taken. You can, you know, a person's character is the same whether they're in the middle of the crap or in the middle of the calm. They never change.
Yep.
And I bet you could probably, you probably know less than 10 people, with all the people you've been friends with, you probably know less than 10 people that are the same no matter what situation they're in or what's thrown at them. They never really change.
Yeah, yeah. It's well, I don't even know if I know that many. I'm not a very social guy, man. I don't really have a lot of friends.
No, I got a little cave going on there, which I actually like. I like, you know, I'm in L.A. County. You can't there's no quiet spot. There's very few safe spaces. You know what I'm saying? You know, and you talk about a man that's full of deceit, Governor Newsom. I've had people, you know, they want me to come on and do interviews now because California's free and open, and Governor Newsom has looked at all the restrictions. I'm going, dude, how many joints did you smoke before you bought into that? Okay, we're talking about Governor Newsom here. He's right. Released nothing. For the education world, absolutely nothing has changed. He's lifted state restrictions, left the guidelines in place, told the counties you do what you want to do. However, if you screw up, we're going to take money from you. So what do you think the counties are going to do?
I'm not free and open. When they talk about free and open, what, are you talking about the borders? Free and open is, how is California free and open if you're not even free to leave? They're going to tax the snot out if you even try to leave, you know, or if you drive like so many amount of miles, you know, you're going to get a slap on the wrist for that. So I don't know about this free and open that they're talking about.
Well, we were talking, you and I have talked about this in the past, where if you want to see how the country would be run under Democrat rule, we were hoping it would scare some people. Just look at California. California wanted to do the mileage tax. They were actually pushing for that last year, just before COVID hit, right? Because they pushed the electric cars so much, they were losing all that gas tax money, right?
Yeah.
And
then
somebody went, oh, wait a minute, this ain't going to work.
And people voted for that, man. People voted. Like, let's increase taxes on gas. Like, seriously? You know, but...
But it's the way they... No. It's the way they worded it. They worded it the safe school bill, okay? Because some of that money goes to help the schools. You want to take money away from the kids. What's wrong with you, Zoe? Don't you want your kids to be safe at school?
No. Not their idea, see?
It's and again, to show you the direction we're heading in, you know, I've talked about this a million times, but now you're actually seeing it happen. They're questioning people of Christian faith. And it's notice it's not Islamic faith or Buddhist or anything like that. They're questioning people of Christian faith in Congress, okay? And they really are starting to say, now, you shouldn't, if you have an active, strong belief, like Christians do, you shouldn't serve in Congress. I'm going, wow. Even though the Constitution says you really can't use religion as a reason to be in and or out of government. I mean, hello?
Man, you know, between these kind of these tests and stuff like that, and telling people who were at these rallies to turn themselves in and stuff like, man, it sounds like they're doing a test to have start making internment camps. You know, for people that who are opposed to their narrative and people that they don't like, and you know, they had those camps, and when they did that, I think it was a Democrat that was president, but you know,
they're gonna send buses to your neighborhood. They're gonna go, listen, you Christians, we know you're under attack, we know that you're being persecuted, so get on the bus, bring some things with you because we don't want you to feel, you know, alone. So bring some things with you. We're gonna bring you to a place where we'll keep you safe. You think those buses will be full or what?
Maybe with those liberal Christians they might.
God, I don't know anymore. I just don't know anymore. When I talk to my Christian friends who are upset that I use terms like fighting, you know, and pushing back and standing your ground, they don't know the Jesus I know. Jesus is, oh, you mean the salvation thing upsets you? It's okay, forget I even said anything about it. I'll move on to the next place. Stop.
Yeah, it's definitely that Jesus that they dig, man, it's that's an idol that I'm not familiar with. And
it's a Woodstock Jesus, right?
Yeah, hippie Jesus, man. And no, he's the one who says that, man, I don't know you. Yeah, he's that guy.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, again, we run out of time, but one of these days we need to really hit hard these churches that are all about, you know, just love. And you really shouldn't be in a bad way with your friends. You shouldn't be in a bad way with other people. That we're supposed to keep things calm and peaceful. Apparently, Jesus never got that message. We'll have to deal with that. Where do people find you?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. See y'all there.
Yeah, that was too easy. Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Rick Manning coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about now you have to give your questions to Biden before you can ask them at the White House. We'll be back.